WIRX.
Oh, I'm feeling macho. Super macho.
You are not Ned Flanders macho, that is for sure.
Got my chest hair out. I just love naked Ned, stupid, sexy Ned Flanders. That's what I'm saying.
Tears his shirt off.
Fantastic. Fantastic. It's 7:40. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock and Hunter, we got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. Who is hiring, by the way? You want to start a new career with a company that wants to grow with you, has great benefits, awesome starting pay, and just a chance to expand in your career. Check out special-lite.com right here in Southwest Michigan. Specialite, get started on that new career today. Your topic for today. And, by the way, we came up with this because of Tom Brady. And I don't know if you heard about this, but in a recent interview, Tom Brady said the hardest thing about raising kids is being really wealthy. And I'm not making this up because I'm on the fence about Tom Brady.
But from the man's mouth.
As he explained with a tear in his eye, he said, quote, "We have people that clean for us. We have people that make our food. We have people that drive us to the airport if we need that. We get off the plane and there's people waiting there for us when we get ushered in. That's my kid's reality," which is the hard part to say. Guys, this is not the way reality really is. Where's the saddest violin ever, Tom Brady? Look, now I do kind of, all joking aside, because I would love to rip on Tom Brady, I kind of get where he's coming from, not because I'm rich and my kid, but I'm sure
it's not like they have a choice, you know.
No.
It's not like Tom's going to be like, "All right, go live in poverty for a little while." So you know, that's just not how it works.
And
really,
it's got to be hard to ride that line of telling your kids, like, "Look, you're in the 0.0001% of rich kids. This is not how pretty much every other kid lives. Don't
basically
be a jerk.
You better love your daddy because daddy is providing.
Yeah,
a lot
more than your mommy." Your mommy's hot, but let's be honest.
No, that's not true.
Well, she does all right.
She's,
I don't know.
Filthy rich.
Yeah. When's the last time she was in a spread, though? When's the last time she put the angel wings on? I think Tom's been carrying it for the last few years. Anyway, so with that said, you know, I kind of get where he's coming from, keeping his kids from being, you know, rich, spoiled a-holes. But it did kind of get me thinking, first world problems. And we're pretty fortunate for the most part to have first world problems and not too
let's
much going
say,
on.
What's going out there in the world? If you're listening to this, you're probably pretty well off.
So what's your first world problem complaint? All right. If you were to complain about something that you really shouldn't complain about.
Yeah. You know what sucks?
Your first world problem complaint. What do you got?
I don't get Wi-Fi in my backyard by the campfire. It doesn't reach. It sucks. It's like I have nothing out there. There's nothing. Where I should be out there probably hanging out by the campfire like you should be doing, right? Not on your phone. But yeah, every time I'm in the backyard, I'm like, damn it, dude, nothing. I don't even get like cell phone service.
Oh, my God.
Just a dead paperweight back there.
I was wondering why you moved your fire pit a little bit closer to the house.
You're right, though. I did.
I mean, you know what? I hate to even jump on that because that's ridiculous, but it's the same thing in my garage. Like, there's a certain point, like halfway through the garage, where my Wi-Fi kicks out, so I can't get anything in there. So,
oh, no.
Yeah. So when I
can't get a hold of the world for a second.
When I want to sit back there and, you know, check on the Packer score while drinking my beer, I can't do it. I got to go to the front of the garage. My Wi-Fi doesn't pick up. Come on, it's ridiculous. You know how much I pay a month for this? It's ridiculous. Blah.
Thinking about getting an extender.
Yeah.
Really boost that Wi-Fi signal.
I like that. That's a good answer. That is a good first world problem complaint. My Wi-Fi is not strong enough. I'm going to say it. For me, first world problem complaint, fast food's getting a little pricey.
Come on. Compared to everything else, it's still pretty cheap.
You know, but still, though, when I'm going to T-Bell or I'm trying to get a burger.
You know what? You're right, though.
Right?
It's been noticeable.
And I get it. Inflation, whatever, the world we live in. But come on now. I shouldn't be paying a dollar.
Depends on what you're eating and how much you're eating, but. It's like $13 I've just bought for myself.
Yeah.
That's just one order.
Come on now. $13 used to feed my entire dorm room. I mean, it's ridiculous. So
true.
I'm just saying that the soft taco supremes a little pricey nowadays. Okay,
they are though. Weren't they like 79 cents back in the day? Or
and that
something?
Was with the sour cream, I believe. Yeah,
yeah. That was I remember way back in the day going to Taco Bell and just, like eat 30 tacos. Why not?
Yeah.
So cheap, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, 30. I'm hammered, drunk. Give me 30 tacos. Nowadays, I don't think I can swing that. Maybe 15. Yeah. Maybe 15 tacos, and I'm still gonna be like, ah, that's a little pricey. The other thing to tack on to things going up, that the Dollar Tree is now the $1.25 tree.
Are you kidding me?
That's a 25% increase, and all of us are like, we're just fine with it. No. First time I went in there, I was calculating. I looked at Kiki. I'm like, Kiki, look at that's like a $2 more than we would have spent.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You shop at the Dollar Tree a lot, don't you?
Things are a dollar. Why wouldn't I? Are you kidding me? Now they're $1.25 though. What? What am I? Money bag Scrooge McDuck over here? I don't want to swing that.
I don't know. Anytime I go to the Dollar Tree, I'm like, okay, if I'm not getting ready for a graduation party, why am I here?
You're not doing it right. I told you, I will take you to the Dollar Tree and I will show you the ways of the Dollar Tree. All right.
The life hacks.
But
of,
hey,
of
bring
the Dollar
a few,
Tree.
Bring a few extra bucks though, because hey, it's $1.25 tree now.
Yeah. You know what sucks about that? Splits the dollar up. Now you gotta have a quarter on you.
Yeah,
you
and I don't want change. I don't want change. I mean, come on now. Come on now. I'm a big fan of out the door prices. When I see OCD,
just get rid of change.
Yeah.
Why don't we just get rid of change? Just round it off to the dollar.
Do it like the liquor store do. Okay, out the door. OTD. Everything in this world should be OTD. All right. I don't want to go there with this weird price, and then I go up there and it's a completely different price. I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. Just give me the out the door price. OTD. Right. That's the world I want to live in. Everything. Out the door.
I agree. Yeah. I agree with you.
I know how much a 40 ounce of Mad Dog is going to cost me. OTD. Okay. Everything else, though, don't know.
Playing Edward 40 hands.
Yeah. I know exactly what I'm going to spend. OTD.
It's ridiculous.
Let's go to Facebook here. What's your first world problem complaint, you big baby? Barry said, people's political stance, hint, I don't care.
You know?
Maybe just people's vocalization of it. Maybe that's kind of become a first world problem.
You know what I love? And this happened the last time politics were brought up, and I think we were on the golf course with somebody, and they started off with, you know, I really hate talking about politics. But then they go and they start talking about politics.
Yeah.
I cut them off. I'm like, hey.
Stop it.
You just say you hated talking about it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I just... Then shut up.
No, what they do is they hate hearing other people's...
Exactly. I don't care about your opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. They hate... They don't hate politics. They hate having to hear other people's stances on
it. You know who nobody hated? The quiet guy.
Yeah.
The guy that just kept to himself, was respectful.
He's a nice guy. Yeah, the quiet guy's always
that
the
guy.
Nice
Be
guy.
That guy.
Yeah, everyone always just has nice. He just he keeps to himself. He's a quiet guy. He's nice. He's never said anything that's upset me.
The guy on the couch.
Unlike Kyle over here, son of a bitch.
Right.
Kyle, you shut your mouth. You shut your mouth. Hold on. I lost my spot here. Ryan said, people's belief of entitlement. Is that a first world problem, you think? Entitlement?
Probably. Yeah, it's because... You don't know the other way. You didn't live through. We're very fortunate. And you should think about that a lot, honestly.
I don't know if entitlement, though. Yeah, that would be because you're at a point where you're, how do you word that? Like, you're comfortable enough to be able to say, like, well, hey, you see where I'm at? It just needs to be this way all the time. I deserve this. Maybe that's what it is.
Exactly, yeah.
I deserve this.
You're almost too comfortable.
Yeah.
You don't know the other way. So just, we're lucky, man. Seriously.
Kind of going back to the political stance again, too. Scott said his first world problem complaint, government, which I know. And one of the beautiful things about being in a democracy is that we get to choose. We could have it like over there in, jolly old England where you got to, kneel to a frail old lady and a little tiny boy.
Right.
Or like Russia where Putin's killing off political,
people. We get it. The government, it's not at its greatest point right now. Yeah. You know, we understand that. Everybody gets it. But it's still your government.
Yeah.
It's still you. You understand what people had to do back in the day?
Yeah. Yeah.
For for you to be able to even say what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I, just some people. It's just
you want to go back to drinking tea and eating crumpets and saying, hey, long live the queen. Fine. Go ahead. Go ahead. You want to
be
there.
Speaking Japanese right now. You could be speaking German.
No.
But no, you're speaking English for a reason.
And we get to pick. I mean, granted, it's usually between a turd sandwich and a douche, but still, though, it's our
turd sandwich. We're not at our greatest point right now, but shut up. Still love your government. Still understand what it does for you and what it provides.
But I guess it is a nice first world problem to have that we can complain about it, right? You know, we got that going for us, which is nice.
I'm feeling entitled.
What more American thing is it to walk up to the booth and vote and just look at it and go, I don't like any of these people. None of these people are good. But I guess
who are these people?
Like this is upsetting. Who's on this list here? But at least we have a list, and at least we get to choose. All right, we're gonna take a break. We got more coming up. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Stick around. Bro.